Blog Talk Radio.
Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever can.
Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. To get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mount. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, then work more. I guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted, but that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the credit, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can get in the doors. But it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, closer, closer.
Hello, and how is everybody doing this evening? I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP Locker Room Show, and we are excited for tonight's show, you guys, because we have an amazing panel of college football parents that have elected to join us tonight, share some of their stories, some of the highs and lows of their son's career, and let you guys get advice on maybe how you can position yourself and your son, if you're a parent, for a college football scholarship. So this is a very, very valuable show for those that are joining us for the very first time. Before You Go Pro is a company that has a sole mission of grooming young football players mentally, morally, and socially for the business of football, of big time football. And if somebody's thinking about giving you a college football scholarship or even academic aid, then you're talking big time football and you're definitely talking business. So we have parents on the line and they are already ready to go. So we're going to bring them in here one by one, and we've got plenty of questions and things that we want to get to. So we'll start off first and foremost with Rogesterman Ferris. This is somebody who is a dear friend of mine, actually is a team member of Before You Go Pro and helps out in our Florida chapter. And his son is currently right now playing for the University of Hawaii, a star cornerback. And we just wanted to hear if Ro Jesterman's with us. Can you hear us tonight, Ro?
I'm with you.
There we go. Well, hey, man, we're excited to have you on. And we know that you're on Southeast time. You're in Florida. So thank you for joining us tonight.
I'm glad to be here.
Definitely. And we also have another parent from Florida, and that's Miss Terry Jackson. She is the mother of Kalen Carson, who is a very up-and-coming cornerback at Morehead State. Can you hear us tonight, Terry?
Hear you loud and clear, Coach.
Great, great. Well, hey, just like Ro Jesterman, I know that you've got a different time zone. So thank you for staying up late with us tonight.
Not a problem.
Perfect. And last but not least, we have the great Cooks family, Stephanie Cooks, Adrian Cooks, parents of Elijah Cooks. Can you guys hear us tonight?
Yes, we can.
Hear you loud and clear, Terrence.
Hey, great. So, thank you so much. We're excited to have all of you guys on. So, hey, we have a lot of parents and players and coaches listening tonight, a bunch of people that will listen to the archive of this show. So let's get rolling and let's get started. Let's start with you, Ro. Obviously, Florida is a Cal Cowbell State. There's a lot of great players coming out of Florida. When did you start to realize that your son might have the potential to play in college?
He had played Little League football and did quite well. I mean, he was on a team, and when you begin to watch him on that particular level, going like, can he or can he not? Will they have the discipline to, you know, be able to go all the way through? So I saw something in him early that he had talent, but whether or not he was going to nourish that talent was something. So once he got to high school, that's when his freshman year is where he actually made varsity team. So when he made the varsity team, I said, we might have something, because it wasn't just a small school. It was a big school, over 5,000 students. So then it wasn't like they didn't have, you know, a choice of, you know, who they could have on the team. And making it as a freshman in high school on varsity spoke volumes. Listening to the coaches as they talked to me about him and what he was doing and the talent that he had, we knew that, you know, he could do it. At that particular time, you know, he was a two-sport athlete. He was doing baseball and football. It wasn't until his junior year where he decided to let baseball go, and his mind was made up that football was what he wanted to do. And you saw him turn the tide as far as mentally putting his effort into that one sport. And so that's what really, you know, his junior year was when I knew he had the talent, he could do it, but his junior year is when he said, this is what I want to do.
Wow, that's great right there. So really the mental makeup to flip that switch and get after it. Terry, your son actually attended high school with Rogesterman's son. And I wanted to ask you, because Coral Springs Charter, for those that don't know, parochial school, very good school. How important as a mom did you think it was to have your son at the right high school? Was that something that you guys paid attention to before he even got to high school?
Yes, and that's a great question. Thanks for asking me that question. In our household, education was number one. We had already known early on in Kalen's Pee-wee and Little League football career, due to his speed and athleticism, that if he wanted to go all the way with football, he was definitely going to do that. But it was academics. We wanted smaller classroom sizes. We wanted individual attention with their teachers so that they could get the academic scholarship as well as a athletic scholarship if needed. So this was a school that, you know, you're only chosen. It's a lottery. And once you get in, you take that space. And we were real thrilled about that, because he was selected to go to the school at 6th grade and finish at 12th grade. And if you had a sibling, your sibling's automatically in. So his sister is there now as well and graduating this year. We knew here in South Florida that football is key. It's a heavy recruiting state and that it's very competitive. But our number one priority still was football. And Kalen and Ro played on championships teams for 2 years in a row. And really, I think, went undefeated 2 years in a row, except for 1 year. We lost the championship, I think, their junior year, and then their senior year they got that ring. And so as Ro shared, senior, the mentality of these two young men was thoroughly focused on, you know, going all the way.
Wow, that's powerful feedback right there. And then I definitely wanted to ask the Cooks family, Stephanie and Adrian, because this is the second round of college scholarship funding for you guys. You guys actually have a daughter that played Pac-12 basketball, so you guys are cooking up a secret recipe out there for getting kids scholarship money. How big was it for Elijah to flip that switch? I know he was so great in basketball. When did you guys start to see him flip that he was going all out in football?
Want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, Elijah, when he was in kindergarten, he actually kind of set his path. And then he said it again in kindergarten, and I think again in fifth grade, and did it again in junior high. His his goal was, you know, he always said, I love basketball. I prefer basketball. But he goes, I know my true God-gifted talent is football. And I'm gonna get a scholarship in football.
That way we found that at his graduation, when we threw his graduation party, he had wrote that in kindergarten.
Yeah.
That,
wow.
And it was just so how everything is coming full. And then the next one is he's going to go to the NFL and make billions of dollars.
That's
he switched from basketball in his junior year in high school that summer, because he was really wanted to play basketball, but he realized that he wasn't 6'8". He was only 6'3" at the time. Now he's 6'5", but he still wasn't tall enough to play basketball. As far as getting D2 looks, but not D1 look. So I think when he went to all those camps during the summer, and that's when we met you, Terrence, that really flipped the switch for him. And that really, like, it showed him the direction he needed to go.
Well, as well as, you know, since he was very young, he comes from a football family. And we've always said, you know, looking at his mom and dad, his mom's tall, we're thick people. And I always said, you're built for the game of football.
Yeah.
And basketball
always
complimented football.
Let me ask you this. How much do you think him having an older sister that was obviously a star player in high school, and then him getting to see her perform at the college level? She went to Washington State, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that factored into him wanting to play at such a high level?
Definitely. But in his words, you know, not only that, but he's always, Dad, I was able to play at the college level. And he always, I mean, think most of his life, and he states that he definitely wanted to play at the level that I played at. So in some ways, he was competing with his dad also. So I think with that and his sister, as well as his sister. And he just had that burning desire ever since he was a little boy. I mean, he was my guy, 5 years old. I'd sit him down on a post pattern, and nobody would cover him, and he'd catch it. You know what I mean? He's always had very, very great hands, and that wasn't my strong point. So I made that sure that was his strong point. So he's always been a jock. He's always been an athlete. He went to a high school that he was third generation. Went to that high school, so his uncles went there, and they got, myself and two of my uncles were able to get four rides out of the same high school, and we're Hall of Famers and all that stuff. So
wow.
He got a chance to go to a school where, and he didn't go there till a sophomore year like I did, and so he went there, and it was amazing because within the first week of school, he was like, I called him and go, well, son, how was it? You know, and because he came from a private school. He came from, much like it sounds like the other two young men, and he transferred from a private school to the school, and he said within a week, he goes, Dad, I feel like I've been here my whole life. So as his family, he goes, everybody knows it. You know, now understand, we come from a community of only about 30,000 people, but yeah, it was so.
Good fit. That's perfect. That gets into a kid being in the right environment to succeed. Ro, let me go back to you, because obviously we have a bunch of parents that are listening and that are going to get value from this podcast. I wanted to talk to you specifically because you had a unique situation with your son where he got a late scholarship offer to Hawaii but hadn't had a chance to take a trip to the university, and basically had to make a decision without visiting the university. Was that something that made you nervous as a parent? Did you rest all of the decision in his hands? Can you talk to us a little bit about that situation?
Yes, sir. It was a strange thing. We did do a visit. We went up to Staten Island, and we did a visit at Wagner. And that was the only visit that we had because we had changed high schools. This was his third high school that he was at. We spent two, one, and then one years. And it was funny because it was during the time of signing, while he was signing his letter of intent, you know, the big show. I get a call on my phone while I'm taking pictures of him, and it's Hawaii on the phone. And I'm like, Hawaii calling? I see, what time is it in Hawaii? Because it was 10 o'clock our time, so that meant it was 4 o'clock in the morning their time.
Wow.
They took the time at 4 o'clock in the morning to call to get my son. And so I grabbed the papers after he finished signing. I wouldn't let the coach take them and send them up. I said, we're going to wait, wait. And then Hawaii called us back. And so now I had two letters of intent. And I said, son, beforehand, we did not have a choice. And I said, we have a choice now. I said, you have a D2, you have a D1. I said, son, it's up to you. I said, it's really not up to me because it's your life and where you're going. We know what Wagner has to offer because we went there. We haven't seen Hawaii. What do you want to do? And we took about an hour or so, and it was just like, okay. He says, I'm going to do Hawaii. So we let Wagner know. Weren't coming. Told Hawaii, here we come, and sent the papers in. I mean, it was something huge, but it wasn't a choice that I could make for him. I preferred for him to go to Hawaii, but I could not make that choice for him. He had to make that choice for himself because he's the one that has to live with it afterward. And whether you know, what happens in college, whether it be good or bad, I don't ever want him to look back and say, well, Dad, you made me do anything. Ultimately, they're young men. They got to make choices. They got to live through their life, you know, good or bad. They make the choices. So that's what happened with us, with our decision.
Great, great story right there, and great advice, and I know a lot of parents will get some value out of that. I do see that we have a caller right now, 210 area code. Please hold tight. We might not get to calls tonight because we want to give these parents enough time to really share their stories. Terry, I want to talk to you because your son just seems wise beyond his years, and obviously that's due to the work that you and Mark have done with him. But can you talk to me and maybe the audience about the feel of whether or not it's right for your son to go away, far away, for college?
Oh, wow. You're asking a mom that question. Moms always want their kids close to them, right?
Yeah.
We've always raised our children to be independent. So even as they were young children, 3, 4, 5, growing up, we spoke to them as if they were adults. So it was no, you know, oh, you're so cute, you know, the kind of baby talk or kind of let them get away with anything. It was really raising our children. You know, they say when you're young, you're on our lap. When you're older, you're on our heart. And we pretty much took them through the process of being independent because we knew one day that we weren't going to be there, you know, and that they would have to make their own decisions. So when Kalen had the opportunity to play D1 football, all of the schools were out of state, of course, which I sat back and said, this isn't about me, you know, this is about him and this is about his future and it's his choice, as Ro was just sharing. And, you know, I sat there and I said, okay, if he chooses this school, let me get online right now and see what airlines fly there. How much is it going to cost me to go to all the games? Let me see what the schedule looks like, you know, what hotels around. Because I was thinking about, you know, I still want to be there to support my son, you know, and I know I wouldn't be able to go to every game, but, you know, this was his choice and whatever he decided, it was that. You know, we did have an opportunity maybe for Jacksonville, but I was like, oh, that's just a 30-minute flight from South Florida. That's good, you know. But at the end of the day, it was Morehead State University in Kentucky. And I tell you what, I think out of the majority of the games he played, I was there 70% of the time. And the struggle is real, but I was there for my son, you know, and I wanted to be. And, you know, there's nothing more rewarding than to see your son who chose a school that he wanted to attend and to succeed at, to play D1 football on the field, doing his thing. You know, it didn't matter what I had to do to sacrifice to get there. The satisfaction was that, you know, we as parents are there, we're there to support him and his decision. But as far as me, I'm good, you know, because we have FaceTime and technology now where we can FaceTime, we can to chat and we can see each other on social media and check in when we need to. So I'm good, and I'm at peace with wherever he chose to go. So it's been a good ride for us.
Great. Well, Kalen is a rock star up there, and I know they love him, and big things to come. So all indications is that he made the right choice. I want to go back to the Cooks family, Adrian and Stephanie. You guys also had a unique situation where it looked like Elijah had some early offers, and then some coaching decisions were made where some schools took offers off the table. Can you talk to us about how you manage that as a family? I know sometimes you feel for your child, but you have to keep your spirits up. Can you guys talk a little bit about how difficult the recruiting process was?
It's very, I'm going through it with two children. I know when my daughter signed her letter of intent and committed to Washington State before visiting Washington State, it was just such a relief for them. So I knew with Elijah, I didn't want to ask him every day, like, did a coach call? Has they called? Have they called you back? Because with all the changes of coaches with the Mountain West, it was scary. And he really was getting nervous, and I could tell he was getting anxious. But we didn't want to, like, ask him to put more pressure on him. We took a trip to a D2 school on that Sunday. Was it, like, Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Because on the way back, San Jose pulled their offer. So it was kind of real stressful. But the D2 school was Azusa Pacific, which was a beautiful school, and it was a great program, and it was just really cool.
And they don't give scholarships.
And they don't give scholarships.
And they offered him a full scholarship.
Yeah, came in and said,
"You're
our guy.
He's the number one guy."
So that was nice. So he had a fallback, and it was like but they only gave him 3 days with that offer on the table. So the next night was when Nevada called, and it was like 11 o'clock at night.
That same night.
And it just kind of fell into place. But it was very stressful. And I know he was getting really nervous because, you know, it's weird how they put a lot of offers out there. And you just have to look at all your options because you never know. Like, if coaches change, they may not honor your offer. And if you don't commit right away, then that's pressure. But you don't want to commit right away because something – that's more for you may come down the pipeline. So he waited. It was the last minute.
I mean, could have ended up in Wyoming. I mean, Wyoming offered him very, very early. But again, that offer doesn't stand very long. You can't just pull them off. So I think overall, when Nevada did call, it was a match made in heaven. It was perfect. He's got family there. Godparents are there. He's just got a lot of it. It's been a place that he's been visiting since he was very young, and so it's a nice fit. He's got a cousin that's an alumni there that also played football for Nevada. So, it was a good fit. But like you say, I agree with Steph. It was very stressful. I can see the look. We made a pact that we weren't going to put pressure on him. Whatever happens, happens. You know, we just prayed on it and just put it in God's hands. And everything worked out the way it was supposed to.
Wow, amazing right there. And I'm just so glad that all of you guys were able to come on to the show and really share, because this is some great feedback and advice. And we've roughly got about 10 minutes, you guys, so thank you so much for your time tonight. Let me get back to you, Ro. Obviously, your son is on TV, and I know he's a local celebrity, and there's a lot going on in his life. Have you had a chance to talk to him about just etiquette, whether it's social etiquette online or offline?
We talked about that before he left. We talked about that in high school. I'm a former athletic director, and one of the things, training that we go through is about social media and what to talk to about our students at the school. So it was something that we talked about long before he even went to Hawaii, of the things that can't be done in the position in which that you're in. It's just highly important. And you look at everything that's going on right now, just one little allegation and you're done, So it is something that we've talked about. It is something that my wife and I, we do when we talk to him, just going on, everything going all right. You remember this? Do you remember that? Just little hints, not pressure, But just little hints, just to remind you, make sure you stay in check, because you are different. You're not like the other folks. You are different, and you're under a bigger microscope based on what you do and especially how you perform. So there's certain things that you just cannot do. So we always address that. That's the best way I can say that. We always address that just to make sure that he is on point.
That's huge right there. And thank you for sharing that with our parents, because, you know, that's a touchy subject for some families as far as what to say. Terry, as far as with Kalen, do you feel like he has a firm grip on how to handle himself socially?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I always tell my children, Mark as well, that, you know, you need to think before you do anything. You know, there's a thought process. Think about the outcome. Think about the other people that you're going to be influencing. Think about the people that are watching you, because you're a leader. So we always instilled affirmations in our children from day one. You're important. You're a leader. You're successful. And people are going to be watching you and what you do, what you say, what you post on social media. So you better make sure it's right. You know, as we used to grow up as kids, you know, when the fear is put in them, those kids stop in their track and say, well, wait a minute, let me just see if this is the right thing to do. You know, so absolutely, I think he's well balanced there. Just a great young man, just balanced all around. They love him at Moorhead. He's a leader there. There's not a game I don't go, and they look at me and they say, oh, you're Kalen's mom. You know, and they smile. It's a big smile on their face. So it's good to know that, you know, your son is representing who he's supposed to be, you know, and growing as a young man in football.
And last but not least, Terry, and once again, thank you so much for your time tonight. But what is your hope as a mother, as a parent, for Kalen to get out of this college experience? What do you want him to take away from it and learn from it?
Life skills, being able to master the psychology of people, being able to know that if he absolutely puts his mind to anything, it's his. And to utilize the strategies and the skills that are implemented on the field, also in life. And so football has been a passion for Kalen since the age of five. And he has watched film. He has studied film. He looks at it over and over again, to where his father and I were like, my goodness, is there anything this kid is going to do besides football? And, you know, a champion with track and field as well. I mean, speed is, and the athleticism that he has is top-notch, you know. And so I truly believe that, you know, he is absolutely balanced. He's going to succeed in anything that he wants. But, you know, those life skills is the number one thing. And get that education. We said get the paper, graduate, and do what you're passionate about doing. So when you graduate and you move on in life, that whatever you choose to do, it doesn't feel like it's work. It's something that you're passionate about. It's something that keeps you up at night. It's something that you crave in order to empower other people to be their best self.
Wow. Well, hey, we were excited that you were able to come on tonight, and thank you so much again for your time, Terry.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, so there you guys have it. That's Miss Terry Jackson, and her son, Kalen Carson, is a big-time up-and-coming redshirt freshman corner at Moorhead State University. Let's get back to Cook's family before we get you guys out of here tonight. Obviously, you had the experience with your daughter playing major Pac-12 basketball, but football's an entirely different beast. Adrian, I know you played, but do you think Elijah really understands that the level he's at right now is truly a business?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Oh, that was your question. Go ahead.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
I'll throw them at both of you. Don't worry. I got many more.
No. I would say I'm not going to say 100%, but I do think he's definitely understanding. He's maturing tremendously. He's maturing tremendously. I mean, his he's becoming so much more broad and open-minded. And our communication is You know, I mean, he listens better. So I just think he's growing up, and this experience is, you know, it's he's growing. He's becoming kind of a man. He's on his own. You know, I mean, his mom and I have taken good care of him, and now he's on his own, and he's working hard, and based on the feedback I get, like Terry says, I mean, he's a leader. I mean, he's already becoming a leader as a freshman.
Because last weekend we were up for the last game, the UNLV game, and our daughter Mariah went out, like they went to the after party after the game, and she was talking to the you know, the seniors, and just kind of asking about Elijah, you know, how's Elijah, and they,
kinda, yeah,
you know, like probing, and
yeah,
all respect as a freshman, because you know, a lot of times freshmen are immature and they're just all over the place, but they look at him as a leader with a good,
yeah,
head on his shoulders. So coming from seniors that are leaving the program, for them to say that about Elijah is really reassuring for us, because you know, Elijah, you know, he always has been a leader, always magnet to him. And so he's,
yeah,
always got people following him, and he also always has to, you know, be the one. So going to college, we were like going, okay, well, you got to keep that going. You know, you've been doing that since you were 5 years old. And it's nice to hear that he is,
yeah,
representing himself well.
And he's a leader in,
definitely,
stature, and that's what we said. You know, just by his pure appearance, his appearance, the way he carries himself, people just gravitate towards him, and whether he wants it or not, it's just part of, you know, what he's got to look forward to. So I think this experience is really helping him, you know, understand that, you know, and now he's starting to take advantage of it a little bit. So I'm very proud of him. And we're very thankful to you, Terrence, also, for you continuing to mentor and guide us as parents also. So.
Oh,
that.
No, you guys make it a layup for me and for the people that we work with, because just such a great family, and you already have the history of going through this too. So it's a true pleasure working with you guys, and his future is, you got to wear sunglasses because his future is so bright. Now, the last question that I wanted to ask you guys, and I would like both of you to answer, and Ro, we'll end it with you, buddy. I know it's late for you, but I wanted to ask both of you, Adrian and Stephanie, if you guys were in a room of parents that had kids that wanted to play college football, what's one piece of advice that each of you guys could give to those parents?
I would say don't depend on your high school coach, and you have to seek outside with camps, and you really have to go the extra mile. And a lot of parents thought we were crazy. Like, you're always gone. But it was, yes, it was expensive, and yes, it cost money, but it was also time we spent with it as a family. So it was a win-win situation for us all the way around. So I would definitely say if they want to go and travel somewhere to go to a camp, you know, somehow find that extra support, because you can't depend on your high school coach to get you a scholarship. It's not that it's totally different now. So you just have,
yeah,
to support the extra training, all that falls into place.
Great advice. How about you, Adrian? What would be a piece of advice you would give a parent listening tonight?
Well, I think, you know, Steph said a lot of it. You know, I mean, you can't really, you know, especially from coming from a community where this isn't a big football area. So we do have to seek out that. But I think just the main thing is just to continue as a parent to put in the time. We put in the time. You know, you got to start out throwing the ball to your kids and going to their games and coaching, even if you don't know about the game, learning about the game and training them. I one thing about it is you know, it's not that they actually have to start playing the game of football or basketball. At a young age, but I think training and athletics is something you got to start as a child. You start out with a soccer ball running around the soccer field, and then from there you move on to a basketball, and then you move on to that. But as a parent, we got to stay involved. And it's hard. I know some people have to do it by themselves, and they just have to work twice as hard. It's unfortunate, but. You know, that to me is the key to us. We, you know, and I think it's enhanced us as a family also. I grew in footsteps at it. It allowed us to spend time with, you know, and we're still traveling, man. We're traveling with my daughter and watching, like you said. I mean, hey, I got you, man. Watch this thing. That's a 17-hour drive. So,
oh, man.
Most of the time. And we're not one to miss our kids' games. So I had to, you know, make a lot of excuses at work and make a lot of sacrifices, but we did it, you know. And now that Elijah, we're blessed, you know, I don't have to make excuses anymore. I was able to retire. So,
nice.
You know, after 25 years, worked for the government. So, you know, God bless us with that. So I think, again, you know, now we're able to be even more involved. And that's something that we learned. I mean, our Elijah's loving even more because we're there. We're able to go to the games. And like you said, and Terry, the idea that you're traveling the way you travel is and well, you know, and you too, Ro, I mean, that's outstanding. That's why our kids are successful, because we're there.
Yeah.
We're involved. So,
yeah, both of you guys, all three, very, very involved parents. So, hey, I don't want to take up any more of your time tonight, but I know our audience loved everything you said. So thank you so much, Cooks family.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Coach.
Thank you,
Coach. All right. We'll be in contact. Love you guys. So there you guys have it. That is Adrian and Stephanie Cooks, parents of Elijah Cooks. He is a true freshman that played this year at the University of Nevada, expecting huge things from him. And ironically, I even got a picture on my computer of Ro Jesterman and Elijah going against each other this year, which was pretty sweet for me. So glad to have them on. And Ro, sorry to keep you up late tonight, buddy, but I wanted to end the show with you because you're just as invested as the Cooks family. Can you share with us the thing that has made you the most proud of what your son has accomplished?
The most proud? Really, his character. When I say his character, is the way he handles achieving and then when not achieving. There's growth in that. You know, they always talk about football will make a man. You know, as you get with sports and you get well-rounded and you learn how to deal with certain things, whether it's hard or did it get easy. You know, from last season where he actually got on the field to this year, it's a big difference where they made it to a bowl game and they didn't. And this year was kind of rough for him, and I was really trying to watch his attitude as far as how he was going to take it. And I really saw growth in him. You know, I know he's going to do what he has to do on the field, but when we talk about growth as a man, the attitude and way you approach things and just getting ready, it reminds me of I was listening to Eric Thomas speak the other day to my kids at school, and he talks about the difference on when Emmitt Smith did the little commercial. He said, yeah, we just won the Super Bowl, and, you know, now it's time to rest. He said he rested about 10 seconds and he kept on lifting weights. You know, it's what you do in the off season. You know, as you keep going. It's not, you know, always what you do on the field, but what you're going to do during the off season, because we all have the same amount of time. But it's what you do in the off season. And I watch him when he comes home, which, you know, he doesn't get very much time. He's like, hey, I'm going to the field. I'm going to work. You know, I'm going to work out. I'm going to grab a couple fellas that are, you know, in college, and we're going to go work out. He makes sure he keeps that going so that he gets better, you know, whether winning or losing. And that there shows me character of someone who really wants something. You know, many times you can't do much for people. You may want to do as much as possible, but if they haven't made up their mind that they want to do it, you really can't help them. And
I agree.
He has definitely made up his mind that is what he wants to do, and he's going to push forward until it's done.
Wow. Well, he is definitely a force of nature. I mean, there's not many kids that can pack up and go from Florida to Hawaii and survive, and he's not just survived, he's thriving. He was starting as a redshirt freshman. People love him out there. His grades are right, and sky's the limit. So Super, super proud of Ro and the work that you have done with him. Last but not least, before we let you get out of here, Ro, and once again, appreciate the time so much. I know you got a couple little ones coming up the ranks too, but what would you say, especially since you have joined our team as a director of enrollment, what would you say is a benefit or a reason why an aspiring college football player and his family need to be a part of Before You Go Pro?
I'll give you one small example before I give you the big one. But I remember when he was going through a situation, and I didn't play football. Man. I did something simple. I swam and played tennis, and that was only in high school. I didn't live through that situation.
Yeah.
Having you as a mentor coach, you know what they're going through. Here's the big thing. If you know what they're going through, you can give them the right advice. I mean, I believe I knew the right thing as a dad, which I still was right, but coming from me doesn't mean the same thing as it comes from someone who's lived and done that in that particular position. And so with BYGP talking to him and saying, hey, you know, you need to look at it from this perspective, and him listening and saying, this is someone who's been there, let me go ahead and move in that particular fashion. But starting beforehand, and, you know, before you even get to the college level, to have someone who says, hey, man, I know what coaches are thinking. Let me line this up for you. Let me help and direct you in the right direction so that you can get where you want to go. And not many people can do that. They can say it. They can only do a part of it. Oh, okay, man, I'm going to get you in touch with this coach, but then the rest is on you. Or, ooh, they're looking at you. But, you know, with our group, we do so much as far as getting the young man prepared to go to that level. And as you – and they are different. I mean, they actually stand out above the rest. And it's not all about full talent. And this is the one thing people don't understand. You can get recruited, you know, with your character and your work ethic and how you go about things and your understanding of the game, and that you can still go. A lot of people always say, well, they got to be a top this or top that. There are so many different schools out there that most people don't even look at. You know, all they see is the big schools that are on TV.
Yeah.
And that's all that they think about. But it's so much more than that. And then with our group, we have, you know, a vast knowledge of everything that's going on that we can find places for them to fit. Because one of the things, you know, I learned early on was, hey, when you're looking at a school or a school's looking at you, you also want to make sure that, you know, they have your major. You fit socially, right? And that football team will run your scheme. Most people won't even look at or consider that. They're just looking at the school and they're looking at the name. But as one of my friends told me a long time ago, man, it's deeper than that. You know, it's so much more. That's that business portion that you're talking about that has to happen between that student, that athlete, and that school. And everything has to work together.
Wow. Well, hey, you guys heard it right there from somebody that literally was watching his son play at Michigan in front of 100,000 people. His son receives upwards of probably $40,000 a year for him to attend the University of Hawaii. So this is a business transaction, and Ro knows about the business, BYGP knows about the business, and part of this show was to help you learn about the business. So I know we accomplished that tonight, and Ro, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for your information and your feedback tonight.
Thank you for all that you do, Coach.
All right. So, hey, there you guys have it, and we'll let him go because he's on the southeast in Florida, so it's late, Ro Jesterman's time. But once again, he's a team member, and he's a parent that decided to become a team member because he believed in what we were doing. And at the end of the day, you guys, the schools are going to be all right. The NCAA, the NAIA, they're going to be all right. We want to make sure that the parents and the kids are going to be all right. And that's our whole mission. We've lived it, you know. So hopefully not hopefully, I know you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. And if you guys didn't get to hear last week's show, we actually, or not last week's, a couple weeks ago, we had a Division I defensive coordinator, Mr. Ty Gregorak, former teammate of mine, is now the D coordinator at Montana State. He was on our last show. So if you didn't get to hear that one, there was a lot of great value in that show as well. Go to www.beforeyougopro.com. There is a link that will direct you to that page with all of our other social networking links. So once again, we went a little longer tonight, but I'm sure you guys can understand why. It was just too good to cut it off short. So I am Coach Terrence Wood, signing off for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP family. Have a great evening, you guys. See you at the top.
Closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever been. Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. Get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mount. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, then work more. I guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted. But that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the credit, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can get in the doors. But it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, 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 closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer.
My whole life's been a chase, it's a gift and a curse. Was on my way up to the top and slipped into reverse. And the same thing I thought killed me brought out the real me. That's real, see. You gotta find what you love and let it kill you. Just gotta live with the will like Uncle Phil do. Cause on the real, everybody go through times when the sun don't shine. Don't know when our time will come, but it will come in time. Cause yo, I said it first, ain't no telling where I'm headed. So this is for the people that was with me when I said it. And when I said it, I meant it, I swear I won't forget it. Told my family and my friends that I'm forever indebted.
Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever been.
You start losing your mind when you're gone all the time, and you're always on the move. And you try to remind yourself it's gonna be fine, and you're hoping that it's true. You start losing your mind when you're gone all the time, and you're always on the move. And you try to remind yourself it's gonna be fun, and you're hoping that it's true. But I know we're getting closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer.